Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Glass, and I thank you for joining me. I so look forward to this time together, and I pray that on every broadcast, you're able to receive something from the Lord that's very personal and pertinent for your life. That's my heart's desire. And we've been sharing this week on the secret of the Lord. He has secrets. He does. The Word tells us that. But the beautiful thing is that His secrets are not hidden from those who love Him. The carnal man, the principalities and powers of this world, do not understand the secret and hidden things of God, but God delights to share His secrets with His people. He does it through His prophets. Amos 3 and 7 says, "Surely the Lord God will do nothing, but He revealeth His secret unto His servants, the prophets." And the word of the Lord in Proverbs 3:32 says that He does desire to share His mind and will with His people, because that passage says, "For the froward or the perverse is an abomination to the Lord, but His secret is with the righteous." And we learned yesterday that that word secret refers to friendship or intimate counsel, that He confides His heart only with honest and righteous men. The secret of the Lord is with them that fear Him, and He will show them His covenant. That's very clear. So what we want to look at today, as we bring this message to a conclusion, we want to understand, what is His mind and will? Well, His mind and will are basically His thoughts and ways. And we had shared a few days ago about His thoughts and His ways. We learned that His thoughts are very precious to His people. They're forever unchangeable. They're innumerable and very deep. And His thoughts that He has for His people are of good and well-being, and thoughts to give us a hope, a future, and a destiny. Psalm 139:17 says, "How precious are Thy thoughts unto me, O God! How great is the sum of them." And as far as His ways, well, there are many passages I shared. I'll just share a couple by way of review. Psalm 145 and 17 says, "The Lord is righteous in all His ways and holy in all His works." And Romans 11:33 says, "Oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God. How unsearchable are His judgments, His ways past finding out." But we know, of course, to those who love God, His delight is to share and to reveal those secrets to us. His ways are just, they're true, they're perfect, they're right, they're righteous, they're everlasting. And to those who do not know or desire to know the Lord, they're inscrutable. They're not readily investigated or interpreted. They're hard to grasp. But God doesn't want to have His ways and His thoughts, the deep things that are in His heart, not available to those of us who desire to know them. He wants to share His secrets with us, and I've given many passages of Scripture to substantiate that. But then there's yet another secret, not just His salvation, which we learned several days ago is His first and greatest secret. We know that Paul said in Romans, the 16th chapter, verse 25, "Now to Him that is of power to establish you according to my gospel, the preaching of Jesus Christ, according to the revelation of the mystery, which was kept secret since the world began, but now is made manifest, and by the scriptures of the prophets, according to the commandment of the everlasting God, made known to all nations for the obedience of faith." In other words, God's great secret of the ages, the revelation of that sacred secret, the revelation of that hidden purpose, which was kept in silence through times eternal, that there is now salvation through the Lord Jesus Christ to whomsoever will believe and come to him. So there is the secret of his salvation, the secret of his thoughts and ways, and then there's another secret. That's the secret of his presence. Hear what Job, the 29th chapter, verse 4 says. Job declares, "Oh, that I were as in months past when God preserved me, as I was in the days of my youth when the secret of God was upon my tabernacle." That's the secret of his presence. Another translation say, "When the favor of God was over my dwelling, when the friendship of God was upon my tent." The Knox translation says, "When God was my home's familiar guest." And another translation says, intimacy with God was over my tent. So he shares the secret of his presence with his people. He shares his thoughts and his ways. And then there is a final secret, God's last secret I'd like to share with you. And that is perhaps best summarized in the book of Ecclesiastes, the 12th chapter, verses 13 and 14. And this book, we know, was written by Solomon, and he summarizes all that he has shared in this way. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. For God shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. And in the New Testament, Jesus said in Matthew the 10th chapter, verse 28, "Rather fear him who is able to destroy both body and soul in hell." The word tells us that we don't have to fear those who are able to kill our body, to take life from us, and after that, there's nothing they can do. But beloved, there is an eternal truth that when we pass from this life into the realm of death and into everlasting existence, we then need to fear God, fear him who is able to bring us into everlasting bliss and enjoyment and life with him, or able to destroy that soul, body and soul, in hell. So what is this last secret I want to share with you? That is that God is the righteous judge of the whole earth. He is the judge of every single human being who has ever lived or who is yet to be born. And beloved, the book of Revelation, the very end of the Bible, that end of the book reveals the eternal final disposition of this earth as well as the souls of men. That book talks about the great white throne judgment, and God will gather his sheep on the right hand and the goats on his left, and he will declare the final eternal judgment and destiny of those two groups. Beloved, there are so many today that are offering all kinds of solutions for the problems in which we find ourselves in this world. And the Bible says the fool has said in his heart, there is no God. But beloved, there is a God. There is one who will determine where we will spend our eternal destiny. And there are those atheists say, oh, there's nothing beyond this life. When we die, that's it. We just go into oblivion. Beloved, that is false. That is not true. Man has been created in the image of God. We have an eternal spirit. And where that eternal spirit spends the eternal eons of existence beyond this life depends on the choice that we make in this life. Beloved, God has given us his word. It's up to us to find out further details. And God is striving, the Spirit of God is striving with man. There's a time coming, according to the word of God, he will no longer strive with mankind. And beloved, if you are in a place of indecision, perhaps you just happened to tune into this broadcast and you have never given your heart to the Lord Jesus Christ. The Spirit of the Lord is reaching out to those who do not know God, to those who once walked with the Lord and have turned away. The unrighteous is to forsake his thoughts, his ways. That's how I began this message, beloved, that God is, he's not a man that he should lie, nor the Son of Man that he should repent, that his thoughts aren't our thoughts, his ways aren't our ways. The natural man cannot receive the things of the Spirit of God, neither can he know them. They're spiritually discerned. But God is wanting those that have turned away from him to come back to him. This is a time in which eternal destinies are being determined. And beloved, the Spirit of God is reaching out to you right now. And if you're not where you should be with God, let's take a moment to pray. Father, I pray for those who have never acknowledged Jesus as their personal Lord and Savior. They may have attended church, but Lord, it's not church attendance. It's a personal relationship with you. And for those who have never made a complete commitment to you, those who have heard the plan of salvation, those who have backslid into the ways of the world, Father, Lord, I pray for them. And Father, with you, there's grace, and there's mercy, and there's goodness, and there's faithfulness. Father, we repent of all of our backslidings, and we ask that you would restore us and bring us into a relationship with you, that you will, Lord, direct our paths. We submit and acknowledge sinful ways and ask to be brought into a fellowship with you where you will reveal your plan and your secrets to us, for this is your heart's desire. Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask this and I believe you for it. Amen and amen. Well, if you've prayed with me, I do invite you to write. The announcer in a moment is going to give my contact information, and I will pray for you personally. I'll share back something that will strengthen your faith and encourage you to go on in God. I love you. Thank you so much for joining me. My time gone, and I invite you to tune in next time. But until then, this is Sister Glass saying I love you, and may God's best forever be yours is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless.
Oh, behold.